608 today.
Lately and been in line at the post office. Time is ticking. In a couple of days, you'll have to pay a fortune to get the package there, wherever it is, before Christmas, if it is a Christmas-intended item. You know, it's one of those weird things. Come on, we all know it. Every year, it's the same day, right? Just like Hanukkah, just like any of the other days that you celebrate, you know when it's happening. But for some reason, it's just like taxes. But taxes, I understand, especially if you have to pay. You want to drag your heels as long as possible. But you go to the post office and people are complaining bitterly in line. Bitterly. There's not enough employees. This is awful. I can't believe it. I tried to time it so that I would get here and the, you know, when the line wasn't long. And what's the answer to the riddle? Mail your packages early and you hopefully don't have to worry about it. Although, because the post office is under such tough times lately, even talking about slicing off a day instead of delivering the mail on Saturday, it would just be Monday through Friday. They're bleeding big time. Actually, there have been some cutbacks, so less people at a lot of post offices. In Kentucky and Illinois and Wisconsin and West Virginia, I don't know if you're experiencing that, but I've noticed that in the places that I've been, and in Dallas, it's the same way. Very, very short on staff. So, of course, there's going to be longer lines regardless whether it's the holidays or not. An early Christmas present for the FBI, and I guess you could say, in a way, the government, as a related sidebar to this, in money that was recovered. And when I say money recovered, because there was a huge fraud, and there has been a lot of fraud perpetrated from Medicare, and you think of Medicare going bankrupt, and this is part of the reason why, as to claims that are being paid out that are bogus, right? That's where we start here in America tonight. Hope whatever place that you're in any corner of the world listening to this show, that you're warm and safe. Federal agents arrested 26 people in 3 states. They've been working on this for a long time. Miami, a big offender, Brooklyn, and Detroit. So the scams, the Medicare scams, actually included a doctor and some nurses. And the fraud totaled $61 million in the separate incidents. And the Florida doctor was accused of running a $40 million home health care scheme. This is what he did. Check it out. It was really easy, too. He listed patients as blind diabetics so that he could bill for twice the daily nurse visits, right? So Medicare started to be alerted to something that was going on that was fishy. And they lined up the Department of Health and Human Services did anyway, and the Department of Justice, they lined up 32 suspects. They lined up bogus patients and billed Medicare for unnecessary medical equipment, physical therapy, HIV infusions, and on paper it looked legitimate. It looked good. They just checked the people out, right? The doctor's name was Dr. Dweck, and he was doing this with 14 other people. And what is, I mean, $40 million. And they pay high, high rates, Medicare does, to care for sick patients. Remember, we were talking about this with Stu the other night here on ATN, not about fraud, that kind of fraud. We were talking about actually, if you're on Medicare, if you're on Medicaid, what you get in dentistry. And the answer is, if you have a kid, they can get their braces 100% covered. So, but now you're talking about something completely different, which was shocking in learning that. You're talking about these doctors knowing, oh, we can make serious money. We can pull it right off the table. We've got the names. We'll put them on there. And we'll just make up a bunch of bogus stuff. So what happened was this doctor referred over 1,200 Medicare beneficiaries for all this unnecessary stuff, bribed the owners of 2 Miami clinics to join with the scam. He faked medical certifications. I mean, did anything he could. And, I mean, it's flat out fraud. Medicare fraud is not victimless. And the reason why is because it kills all of us. We are desperate for money. As the deficit keeps rising, and it's like we're all turning up, well, we're not, but it's like the government is turning this big, fat, blind eye to it, and Medicare is going bankrupt, so give me a break. Of course, it hurts every single one of us because it also raises the cost of health care. So I'm all for nailing the bad guys. Uncover every scumbag fraud that you can who's trying to rip off the system because I don't want to have to pay $30 for an aspirin if I have to be hospitalized. And it really comes down to it. It's that simple. And it's amazing that this guy that they nailed, because he was probably the worst of the worst. But a report by the Department of Health and Human Services showed that Medicare paid the country about the county that we're talking about, that Miami County, paid the county about $520 million, even though only 2% of those patients receiving home health care live there. So that's a problem, people processing it too. In Detroit, the suspects paid recruiters to find patients that were willing to pretend that they had symptoms to justify the testing, including nerve condition studies. That's nice. Yeah. And then a mother and son got nailed big time to the wall in Brooklyn. They were billing Medicare $246 a patient for shoe inserts reserved for diabetes patients, even though they only had the over-the-counter versions of it, the cheap ones that you can get for nothing, right? So in doing this, it's like Tuesday's arrests spike up the amount. They've now charged suspects in these bilking cases of more than $1 billion in less than 2 years. Whew, $1 billion. Hey, it's a step in the right direction. For much as I slam what happens in government, and I still slam them for not having the checks and balances, and they wouldn't have maybe some of this fraud, they'd be able to nail some of these people. But at least they're doing it now. At least the FBI has come in, swooped in, and been able to do this in three big cities. And you can bet that besides Miami, Brooklyn, and Detroit, there's other stuff going on around the country. And we know it. Some of you have called in to say you don't understand what's on your bill. Somebody's probably using your name for something, and that's the way it looks. That's a risky thing to do, but on a small scale, you could probably get away with it, right? All right, we talked about the Gitmo prison in Thompson, Illinois, in a very rural area, housing some Guantanamo detainees. But what's the biggest problem? The holdup could be that the government has to purchase the prison for one, and guess where you have to get the money from? We, the taxpayers, but it's our representatives who would vote on this, and they haven't even had a vote yet at this point. So it can't be happening tomorrow. It makes me think that date is another one of those flexible dates as far as January 22nd is concerned, because I don't think Guantanamo's closing anytime soon unless it's a real rush job and they're working into the weekend right before the holidays in the Senate, Congress. I don't think so. Stay with us. More odds and ends to come.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you.
again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money, real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue River. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby.
All right, now, for non sequitur, because, boy, we never do that on this show, right? How many people are fans of a television series called Dexter? It airs on Showtime, and I think it's, or maybe it's HBO. Showtime. I think it's Showtime. It's Showtime. So Dexter had an incredible finale. I don't want to spoil it. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. But who thought that Reedy was going to be in the bathtub killed dead at the end? I have to say, I don't have a lot of time to watch Tube other than, of course, I'm going to watch my sports, right? All the political nonsense that's going on. And news. I'm, you know, voracious about the news, just like in, really I'm a voracious reader, but the same thing with what's happening with things at the, you know, speed of light basically happening across the world. But I do watch a couple of things, and one of them is this Dexter, and it blew me away. I read the books and then got into the series. And if you're getting a chuckle out of this, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Then, talk about irony, there's David Duchovny, who has the lead character in a show I like called Californication. Matt also watches that show. Matt, you didn't see the finale of that yet, did you?
Of Californication?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did.
Wow, that was a big shocker, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
All right, anybody out there who doesn't watch Californication, it's very, very funny. And let's just say the Duchovny character, he's a writer, and he finds himself kind of in these situations a la now Tiger Woods. although maybe not quite as bad as Tiger Woods. And it's very cleverly written and just very, very funny stuff. And I thought the ending was good. You know, it used to be, on radio shows, whether it was morning shows, whether it was nationally syndicated shows, whatever, there were a couple of things that really would just kill on the tube, and you were compelled to talk about it, even if you were talking mostly about politics. Dallas would be one of those when people watched the series Dallas and the Who Shot JR and that whole thing. But I don't know. Now there's so much television. And this is my point. There's so much tube with DirecTV or whatever cable package you get. 10 million stations. I mean, really, seriously. First of all, you could be a tube idiot and just get sucked into it. I mean, how much television are people watching a week? It's almost scary to think about it. But the big hits, where it used to just have, you had a couple channels, so everybody was watching the same thing, and they had incredible ratings. It's tougher to draw those ratings, even if you look in, like, for example, USA Today. They show you all the ratings, and they have the overall ratings. Like, you always see some of the top football games in there, and then there'll be like a 60 Minutes episode or Law and Order. Now NCIS is huge, or Dancing with the Stars or whatever. But there's so many stations that a lot of people aren't, it's just portioned off. There's a gazillion shows that you can choose from. It's like almost too many choices. You ever go to a restaurant where the menu is too darn big? You cannot make up your mind because you have 178 choices. And so you really just stumbled in there because you really wanted a good cup of Joe and some pancakes and some eggs and hash browns, and it was just a step above Denny's or whatever. But instead, you're riddled with this choice of what to do. Now, that's not the case when it comes to Guantanamo. Clearly, the big mistake is being squeezed on the world stage, I think. As we have had too many people that have come on the show, four, in fact, who have gone to Guantanamo, who have seen the prison, who have been there, who know what's happening there. And then the things that are erroneously being reported now has led to, okay, it's a new day. We ran on the fact that we're going to not be seen as thugs, and we're going to get rid of Gitmo because people think that we're torturing some of the terror suspects who are there, and we're going to ditch it. And in this case, I think the choice was clear. There wasn't a zillion menu choices on the item, but the wrong ones are being made. Now they're talking about, and we've talked about this for days now, now they're talking about assigning a huge chunk of the terror suspects to this Thompson, Illinois jail that was built in 2001. But what's curious is, and this is what I said, the memo's already been out there, it's been discussed, they're talking about hiring people, blah, blah, blah. But here's the thing, the president has to ask Congress for the authority to transfer people, those people, that they're going to hold indefinitely without charges to the domestic location. And then if they get the permission, then it's trying them, sending them back to the country. There's a lot of options, a lot of things that could happen there. So the White House ordered the federal government on Tuesday to get the prison facility that's there for the purpose of housing these inmates, these terror detainees. It'll be converted into a supermax prison, which is safer than the one that they say is in Colorado. And the detainees that will be at the site most likely are described as untriable and unreleasable to a foreign country. All right, let's cut through the crap. The foreign country doesn't want them back. That's what it is. That's what it is. So is Congress going to say, sure, okay, no problem, we give you the money? Do you think that's going to happen? There's been a lot of complaints about this, so I'm not so sure. And this outline, again, there's no specifics on this transfer. When are they going to take place? How's this happening? What's going on? I don't understand. Like I said before, are they swimming to our shores and then catching a bus to Thompson? Give me a break. Way too vague. Jana is listening to us in the great state of Iowa. Hey, Jana.
Hey, Kate, real quick, couple things. I had to retire early on my Social Security disability, and so I receive Medicare. And I'm all for all this fraud being, looked at and uncovered, and I'm very thankful the government's doing that. But as an everyday user of it, I must say here in Iowa, and I don't know if it's this way in a lot of states, most doctors, dentists, whatever you go to, don't take you because they get less pay than they do from other insurances, and it takes them a long time to recover the pay from the government. And, of course, some of that goes back to Bill Clinton when he signed that the Republicans put before him that slowed it down and made it less money that was paid to people. And so that is a real problem here. You try to go to somebody to get some critical care, and they really don't want to look at you or listen to you. And there's a lot of them that have signs that say that they don't take people on that. And so that's really a sad deal, all because of some of these fat cat people, you know, getting $4 million and $9 million raked in.
That's
fake,
right.
People, you know, it's sad. Then I wanted to mention about this Guantanamo deal. I'm about 300 miles from Chicago. And they said this Thompson was about 150 miles away from Chicago. And that's too close to me. I don't want them in my backyard, and I'm sure the people in Illinois don't want them in their backyard. And I just hope people will contact Congress again and let that be known that, you know, that's not where they want these people. And any of their relatives or fellow cohorts, Islamic brothers that might come to help them out, you know, I don't want that here next door to me, and I'm sure people don't want it in Thompson. And then I want to know about your comment about Tiger Woods. I heard that some doctor in Canada that's been illegally doing drugs to some of the athletes,
right,
had been going and taking care of Tiger at his place personally. And so I wanted to know if you had any comment about that or if you'd heard any more about it or anything. And
yeah, you know, that's a good question, Jana. It's one of the people, remember Daria Torres, who is the swimmer that we were all rooting for, that mm-hmm. was in her early 40s, that was that same doctor. And he got busted at the border. They found him, I guess, in October. They found him with a bunch of stuff, and so they've been investigating him. The FBI was even brought in, and he did, in fact, treat Tiger. In fact, I'll talk a little bit more about that on the flip side, the latest on Tiger Woods. Thanks, Jana. Stay with us, everyone.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties, made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
In 1965, this was the sound. Put me some down. One more time, one more time, one more time. Fantasy and a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come to mama and get the fantasy.
Yeah, the Tiger Woods stuff. I said this the other night. It is. It's for the media. Particularly the paparazzi type of media, it's the gift that keeps on giving. It's just crazy. Someday, I'm thinking maybe in the next 5 months, we'll be able to turn on the tube and there won't be anything about Tiger Woods. And we'll have Tiger withdraw. So here's the deal. It's up to 14 women now if you're keeping count. Just throw that in there. But the other part of it is, and Jana just mentioned it. This doctor that I was talking about that was stopped at the border, the Tiger doctor, the guy who treated him, has been linked to providing athletes with PEDs, basically. So he's a Canadian, as I mentioned, and he's being investigated by the FBI. His name's Dr. Anthony Galea. So part of what they're looking at, and the doctor's saying he'll be vindicated, he didn't do anything wrong. There was a news conference in Toronto, and he's saying there's nothing that he did was wrong. It was a human growth hormone that we're talking about. What it is it's a human growth hormone that's extracted from calves' blood. It was found in his bag in the car. And so using, selling, or importing Activigen is illegal in the United States, and that's what he had. And he's used, the doctor has used HGH himself and has prescribed it to non-athlete patients over the age of 40 to improve the quality of their life. But he's saying that he's never given it to any athletes. Uh-huh. Except for that he was involved with Tiger and was seen leaving his house or whatever. He visited his home a couple of times in February and March. So, you know, give me a break. Because remember, he had a slow recovery from that knee surgery. So he was there to provide something. Now, IMG is saying, which is the big management company that represents Tiger, by the way, they're saying they never met or recommended this doctor, and they said they were never worried about the progress of Tiger's recovery. Well, you don't have to worry about it now. I'm telling you, no matter what, there's no break for Tiger Woods at this point. So Tiger and HGH, did he take it? Everyone around him is denying it. He hasn't said anything. We know that he's taken indefinite leave from golf, saying he wants to concentrate on his marriage, even though he and his wife are sort of separated because they haven't been seen together and they're in two different places. And she's been seen not wearing her wedding ring. And I think not wearing the ring is a big, big, big sign. So the FBI has opened an investigation on medical records that were found on his computer relating to a bunch of professional athletes. And we'll see what comes of this. I think as far as Tiger's concerned, it's more about this doctor, but it's stuff that's not used in the United States, obviously, so that's not a good thing. And it's just another ding on it's just another ding on Woods, frankly. Matt, you've been playing along on this one, too, with the Woods debacle. And it's like I said, boy, now it's not even just the women. It's about this Canadian doctor and did he get this performance-enhancing drug. And even an offshoot of that, who else took the drug. And, you know, there's just no break for him anywhere he turns.
That's one way to look at it. The way I'm looking at it, though, is this couldn't come at a better time for him. If this was going to come out, this is the best time to do it.
Oh, because, the drug, you mean?
Right.
Yeah, because it's buried because of all the women.
Right. And it's
yeah.
His two, I don't know, maybe, I don't know what this doctor has to do with anything, but if the heat would have cooled down and then this story came out, then it would have been two big stories. But now it's kind of all rolled into one kind of mess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, one kind of mess. I like the way you say that. Yeah, it's more than a scandal. You can't call it a scandal. It's a debacle. It's just brutal. Of all the athletes and of all the famous people who have fallen from grace, this may be one of the worst that I can remember. And, of course, we've gone through the politicians. We all know. We've seen a million scandalous stories. And my million's an exaggeration, but a lot of scandalous stories. But this one really, really takes the cake. And now they're saying, I mean, there's just so much that's going on. She's got a lawyer. Aline's got a lawyer. He's now linked to this HGH and 14 women. And his wife supposedly insiders say, who knows if it's true or not. But say that she's really just going to go for a permanent split because there's just no way. It's too humiliating, and she's not interested in patching things up. He's out of golf for now. Sponsors are dropping him. Everybody's talking about it. And this has been a long time because now we're going on 3 weeks here. At the end of the week, it'll be 3 weeks. They call it a news cycle. That, my friends, is an incredible news cycle to last that long, but because of the fresh information, even if the tabloids wanted to hang on to it like rabid pit bulls, it's that every day there's a new twist. So, of course, with the fresh information, it's going to keep staying there, and it's going to hover around, and it's hovering around his head, certainly. No question. Geez, no question about it. Absolutely. A couple of other things have happened that I want to ping some of the headlines for you to make sure that you've got you're up to date on some of the things that have happened, actually, as we went on the air, before we went on the air, and things that have been talked about throughout the day. The Guantanamo thing, obviously, is big. Congress has to give permission, has to fund it, or forget about this whole thing. It doesn't make any sense. Healthcare reform, I'm almost so sick of talking about it. I'm so over it. I'm over it because I think at this point, is it about acceptance? You know, what do they say it is? What's the road to recovery? I feel like I have to recover from everything we've dealt with in the past 5 months. And you know what? I always say this, but it's true. It's the one common denominator. It affects every single one of us. Nobody can get on the airwaves and say it's not going to affect you, because if you have money, don't have money, middle class, really, really struggling, it doesn't matter. You're going to pay more for your premiums. The president was back on the Hill, again, cheerleading or doing whatever, trying to get the health care legislation pushed through by Christmas. You got Senator Ben Nelson, who's publicly uncommitted, Claire McCaskill, uncommitted, Joe Lieberman, definitely, definitely uncommitted. So is it going to be the nuclear option? And would you, you know, would they press that button? It's been brought up before, and initially, no, we won't do that, but maybe they will. Because you've got less than 60 senators at this point. Less than 60. So less than 60, do the math, that it won't work. If you've got a vote of 51 to 48, that's short of what's required. So if there's going to be a victory for healthcare, I think that Obama would prefer that it comes on the majority and not using a threat. Not using the threat, okay, I'll call it going rogue. We're going to go rogue on you. And here's the thing. What does it really do for the consumers? What does it really do? The drugs. How much do we pay for the drugs? You know, there was a thing called, I wish I could think of it, 222s. And when I was a kid, I can remember my uncle, who lived in Canada, bringing back bottles of 222s because they would suck the headache right out of your head. That's how potent they were, because they had codeine. And I know some of you listening understand 222s. And the bottom line is, it was cheap to get them, too. And then, of course, you don't have it in the United States. But the bottom line is, that's part of the problem. A big, giant chunk of the problem is the drugs, the prescription drugs, and the prices for them. It's ridiculous. Americans pay the highest prices in the world. Is that really necessary? They can still make a tidy profit, but they don't have to gouge everyone to death. And then same with premiums. You don't have to gouge us to death with it. But you could, you know, if you're going to have coverage or you're going to have any kind of time in a hospital, you know how disastrous it would be if you did not have it. So supposedly the core of this healthcare legislation was to spread coverage to 30 million Americans who didn't have it and push some consumer regs on insurance folks and slow the rate of growth in healthcare spending. Because most of us would have to purchase insurance, and the government would establish these exchanges. You could shop for policies. See, I'm all for, however it is, I'm all for the being able to shop around. You shouldn't have your hands tied in a capitalistic society anyway. You should be able to pick what you want to pick and, you know, full steam ahead. Here's all these different plans. It's up to you, and then the insurance companies would be forced to do something about some of the ridiculousness that, as far as charging people what they're charging. Profit's one thing. Completely annihilating people with ridiculous costs is on the opposite end of the spectrum. So bottom line is, in getting you up to date, Obama was on the Hill pushing again in the background, supporting, let's get this thing passed. Also, if you missed it, at 91, complications from pneumonia, televangelist Oral Roberts dead at the age of 91. No matter what you thought of his religion, he was completely a pioneer. When he was on the tube in the 60s and 70s, he was the guy. Now, how many televangelists are there across the country and elsewhere? Stay with us.
Yeah, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, well, kid, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys.
Yeah, we know. You love us too.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15 and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
New theme song, I guess. We got some breaking news here on America Tonight. Iran has test-fired, apparently, some long-range missiles. Two of them just happened, just being reported. That's all that we can tell you, obviously, at this point. Anything new comes in, we will serve up the scoop to you. But there you go, Iran. Of course they're testing missiles. Are we surprised by this? We were talking the other day about the dumb hikers who were in part of Iraq that didn't clearly show the border, stumbled into Iran, whoop, swooped in. Now they're going to be tried. Let's see what happens. It's happened with a few other people. They're tried, sometimes on appeal, then they get released. But the Berkeley trio, they might be in for a rude awakening. And if it does get nasty with Iran, it's only going to hurt their situation. But that's not the concern. The concern is, what's Iran doing? What are they doing testing the missiles? Which, of course, you know, scares the Israelis to death when they see that, and you start getting some nervous, twitching fingers, trigger-happy people, ready to punch a couple of buttons, and boy, things could really change on the face of the Middle East. I mean, the idea, too, of course, was to end the possibility of building nukes for Iran, but that hasn't gone much of anywhere. You get back to that whole threat thing again, and if you don't have teeth in it, why are they going to Ahmadinejad and his minions, why are they going to worry about it? Of course they're not going to worry about it. All right, here's our daily salute for the day. You're going to love this one. If you've been watching the crime shows, like I said, NCIS, highly rated, CSI, or you've been just reading, you know, the headlines about people who have been cleared by DNA testing. There was a guy out of Washington who spent 28 years behind bars for a rape and a murder. He said he didn't commit. He walked out of a federal prison in Arizona with $75 and a bus ticket to Ohio. And why? 28 years, almost three decades. DNA tests show that he was innocent. So now he's 58 years old. His name is Donald Gates. And his conviction was based on the testimony of an FBI forensic analyst whose work later came under fire and a hair analysis that has been discredited. You would think coming out of the pen after 28 years, falsely accused, trying to probably, I'm sure, tell anyone who would listen that you were innocent, you would be filled with bitterness and rage. But he said he felt beautiful after he walked out of there. And, you know, Gates was released. And he gets a formal exoneration, or it's going to be, they think they're going to give him the formal exoneration next week. That way they have a chance to do one more round of DNA testing. But, wow, he would be the first D.C. defendant who spent a significant amount of time in prison to be exonerated based on that whole DNA thing. It happened back, if you do the math, 1981. And he was convicted of the rape and murder of Catherine Schilling. She was a 21-year-old Georgetown student at the time. And he was sentenced, rather, to 20 years to life in prison. Oof, that's got to be. Tell you what, that's your head has to be working overtime, because if you know, can you imagine that feeling? You didn't do something. You're trying to say you didn't do something. You're trying to defend yourself. But you are just buried. You have no chance. Yeah, I mean, you have no chance, basically. So now here we go. Barry Scheck raises his hand again. The co-director of the Innocence Project says, you know, you need to be informed when crime lab analysis are called into question, because maybe this would be a different story and he could have gotten out a little bit sooner. So here's what would happen. He would be entitled to compensation for time that he spent in prison, and that would mean he could be entitled to $50,000 a year for every year that he was there, because the District of Columbia has its own compensation statute which leaves the amount up to the court. Well, that's the good news, I guess, but he's saying, sadly, he prayed that he would be released, and he didn't think it wouldn't come. He thought that he would get released, but just a little bit sooner rather than, you know, than later. To me, of all the things that we've talked about on this show, that's the most mind-boggling, trying to wrap your head around the idea that if you're this guy, because he's just a kid at the time, that there you are and no one's listening, nobody's paying attention, you have no hope, they do not believe you, don't believe you. You know, we talked about cell phones on the show, and we were talking about whether they were harmful because of the towers, and we're starting to see more evidence that they could be harmful for you in some ways if you're on the phone too much. Well, this doesn't have anything to do with that portion of the cell phone, but this is an interesting one. They're saying in Columbus, Ohio, that police have to obtain a search warrant before scouring the contents of a suspect's cell phone unless their safety is in danger. And this was a divided Supreme Court in Ohio that ruled on an issue that appeared to never have reached another state high court or even the U.S. Supreme Court. But it's an interesting one. They ruled 5-4 in favor of Antoine Smith, who was arrested on a drug charge after he answered a cell phone call from a crack cocaine user acting as a police informant. They took his cell phone when he was arrested and, acting without a warrant and without his consent, searched it. They found call history and stored numbers that showed he had previously been intact with several drug users. And during the trial, he argued that the evidence obtained through the cell phone search was inadmissible because it violated the constitutional ban on unreasonable search and seizure. Ooh. So that's the that's the silver lining, I guess. That's the that's it right there. The fact they're saying, how could you use this in the first place? People keep their email, text messages, personal and work schedules, pictures, and all that stuff on the cell phone. I've got that on mine. So that would be a gold mine. And in his case, it must have been a gold mine, but then they would have to determine who were the drug dealers and who were the other people that were having to be in the cell phone. So the Ohio Supreme Court brought the Fourth Amendment into the 21st century, dragging and screaming, pulling it in with all of their might. And one of the judges, who was somebody who dissented to it, said that the contents of a cell phone are similar to a traditional address book, so they should be open to search without a warrant when obtained during arrest. What's the big deal? Should be able to go ahead and look, one, for the safety of anyone who might be in the house that you're unaware of, and also for the guys on the scene, too, as well. Look for so much of that to change. You know, the Supreme Court has talked about rewording a few things, and I think we're going to see some of those changes when it comes to our laws. Absolutely. On one hand, depending on the crime, the time doesn't fit it at all, and then on the other hand, sometimes where it should pay off, it doesn't pay off because somebody's not convicted or they're not given enough time. And here's a story that we just brushed over, but it's worth mentioning again here on the show. And it's this crazy story of a husband of a missing Utah mom who just is not talking. He just refuses to talk. And here's what the scoop is. The father of Susan Powell still hopes the husband's going to cooperate from police. It sounds so familiar, doesn't it? But so far, no go. Susan Powell has been missing for more than a week. Her husband just stopped talking to the cops. I think there's foul play concerning this one. They're saying that maybe something happened to the entire family. And here they are in this sleepy cul-de-sac in Salt Lake City. Never thought they would be in the middle of this controversy. Plus, Powell's still not home, so what gives? What gives on this show is you can always flip me an email, americatonight.net.